just one halakha in the laws of Gomel. As we know that the Gemara in Berachot, the ninth Perek, discusses four situations where people are obligated to make the Beracha of a Gomel. Even though the text of the Gemara is that the Beracha is Gomel Hasadim Tovim La'amo Yisrael, the Rif, as well as Harambam, had a different text of the Beracha, which is HaGomel LaHayavim Tovot, that God does favors to people that are hayav. That means even though technically we might be guilty, we might be undeserving, that God saved us from one of these situations, whether it was a sickness, or from a travel, or from incarceration, whatever it may be. So we say, HaGomel LaHayavim, even though we're hayav, even though we might be resha'im, but still what? You do us tovot. You do tovot to those people anyway, because you're kind. Shegemalani kol tov, and you did it to me. I'm part of that group that was undeserving and guilty, and you still did a chesed for me. So the question is raised in the halakha, does a minor make the beracha of gomel? That means a child that, let's say, is less than 13 years old, they want to make gomel, they went on a plane, an airplane, for example, for more than 72 minutes, like the halakha says, they arrived safely, they went on a trip, whatever it may be, they want to come back on Shabbat, everybody gets up to make Birkat HaGomel, whatever it is, they want to make Birkat HaGomel as well. Or, for that matter, the child was sick, was in bed for one day, bedridden, according to the halakha of Sfaradim, you have to make a Birkat HaGomel when you recover. Does a child make Birkat HaGomel? Really, this is a great machloket. Rav Hida brings down in two places that they should make it. Because they also have an obligation to give chinuch to our children in all the other berachot. So this is no different than another beracha where a father has to train the child to make the beracha. That being said, there is logic to say that they shouldn't make the beracha, because how could you call the child hayav? A child before his bar mitzvah is not considered obligated really or guilty. The guilt maybe is on his father. The child does not have any averot. So how could he say, hayavim, I'm not hayav? And it wouldn't be respectful for him to say that maybe something should happen to me because my father's hayav. That's not the derech eretz for a child to get up and say, my father was guilty, and you did me a favor and you didn't take me and hurt me, even though my father was guilty. So according to that logic, the word hayavim really is not apply by a katan. The Ben Ish Chai in Parashat Ekev brings both shitot, and he says where the minhag is for them to do it, they should continue the minhag. And when the minhag is not to do it, they shouldn't. We haven't seen in our parts, at least, after speaking to Hachamim, that ketanim get up and make the berachat gomel. Everybody knows, you're in synagogue. Usually the adults get up and do it, but we don't see that the minors get up and make the berachat gomel. Therefore, it seems we're in a place where the custom is that ketanim do not make berachat gomel. That being said, it would be proper if the father is making the berachat gomel for himself, and the child also is obligated, let the father have in mind for the child as well, or let the child, if he wants to say berachat gomel, b'lish shemu malchut, baruch gomel ayavim tovot, things like that, just to get himself out. But there's really no obligation, at least in our parts, for a katan to make the beracha of hagomel. And that's where the Ben Ish Chai comes out as well in Parashat Ekev, that where there is a minhag not to do it, what's not done, it should remain that way, and it shouldn't change the minhag.